WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Merrill Green Stadium is getting more than a new press box. A new artificial surface is being installed 4 years after the grass turf was replaced. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace posted on his Twitter account, the district is getting the new AstroTurf at no charge. MBISD's Twitter feed indicated small portions of the defective turf will be used around the district. At the last Bryan School Board meeting, $12 million in construction contracts were awarded for additions and renovations at four elementary campuses. Construction Services Director Jeff Windsor said two local companies bid on improvements at Johnson. The board approved the $3.1 million negotiated proposal from Dudley Construction of College Station.
$27,175 under our budget. We got all seven classrooms. We've got the new roof, and we've got the new accessible restroom. So we've got everything we promised, plus a restroom.
The board also approved a $9 million package combining Crockett, Jones, and Henderson that was submitted by Built Right of Waco. Windsor says two local firms also sought that project. The board was also told the new Davila Middle School choir and weight rooms are on schedule to open for the start of the new school year. And renovations at the former Civic Auditorium, renamed the Performing Arts Center, along with construction at Bryan High and Bryan Collegiate, are on schedule to be completed by October 1st. The announcement of a new chief executive at the Bush Library Foundation also includes the retirement plans of the dean of the Bush School at Texas A&M.
The new leader of the foundation is David Jones, who spent 28 years at the Houston Fundraising Consultant Group. Jones succeeds Fred McClure, who will remain on campus in the position with A&M's office at the provost. Dean Ryan Crocker says Jones has helped establish the Presidential Library, the Bush School, and an endowment. News release notes Crocker, who's in his second tour of duty as dean, is retiring this summer. Crocker's replacement could be decided this afternoon during a special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents. Board will also consider preliminary agreements for a possible research facility at the Health Science Center and increasing the amount of bonds to be refinanced from $705 million to $1.2 billion in order to save $30 million in interest cost. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One of this summer's students at the Texas A&M firefighting program had to overcome a hazing incident. Last year, Jason Waldeck reported he was sexually assaulted at an Ellis County fire station near Waxahachie. Since then, he says he has received support from around the country.
This wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for all the people who've helped me get to this point by donations to my GoFundMe and really showing me and giving me any encouragement to get back out there and do this as a career.
Eight people are awaiting trial on charges from the hazing and assault. College Station Police has released no additional information about an armed robbery at an apartment complex early yesterday morning that left two people with injuries that were not life-threatening. The two were among an undisclosed number of victims at the Parkway Place Apartments who were held up by an undisclosed number of suspects who used two handguns to take unidentified property. WTAW News Time is 8 after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at the news at 8:30, or you can go online anytime to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Redecorating your home with new flooring can be serious business, but it can also be fun with Zorneman Flooring. We love what we do here at Zorneman Flooring. It is our pleasure to help you, whether building a new home or remodeling an existing. We can help with all the color and design decisions with ease. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive and browse from a wide selection of all leading brands for floors, showers, and backsplashes. You can also find us at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring.
It's 8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. Let's do this.
Cloudy day in our forecast, and there's the potential for some showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Highs will reach 80 to 85. There'll also be some showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 70 to 75. Tomorrow, the pattern continues to be conducive for shower and thunderstorm activity. It'll be breezy tomorrow, 80 to 85. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and some sunshine. Still the threat of showers and thunderstorms, and warmer by Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, if you're completely bored at work today, if you've got nothing to do at work, there is a YouTube channel now that shows a grinder, a blender grinding things, things being shot by catapults, and there, in fact, is a channel where you can watch toilets being flushed. It's called The Vintage Toilet Hunter. Over 650 videos of flushing toilets.
We finally made it to this stage in life.
Are we cartwheeling into the ocean or what? I'm just saying so. But remember this, music fans have a new way to be forever remembered. In vinyl, a company called And Vinyl-y will press your ashes into a real usable vinyl record. You supply 24 minutes worth of audio, they'll press it into the record, 12 minutes on each side.
It's creepy, but kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
You got to have a record player.
That too, yeah.
True.
Got to go out and buy one of those.
Well, you don't have to have anything.
No, exactly. You know,
the person who wants to listen to your 24 minutes of crap audio,
yeah,
they need a record player.
He chose that? He chose that to be on his record?
I guess it's kind of a cool way, even if you don't play it, just to display it.
That guy, I suppose so. That's probably
frame
fine.
It?
Yeah, frame it, put what it on a little
still
cushion.
Still kind of creepy.
Yeah,
what if your audio is like, all right, guys, I'm finally going to tell you what I think of all of you.
Yeah.
That could work, too. That could work, too. I hope it doesn't take 24 minutes, but anyway. All right, it's 8:11. Let's find out what's going on in the city. Brian Jean is here this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Almost summertime, isn't it?
It is almost summertime. But first, have you seen what that blender can blend?
No. Have you? You've watched
it? I've watched it. It's fantastic. It'll blend everything.
Okay. All right.
Of course, you're paying $1 million for a blender.
Well, we were talking earlier this morning about Oreo cookie butter. You know, you take Oreo cookies, a whole package of them, you put a quarter of a cup of coconut oil in there.
Wow.
And you run it for 5 minutes. And the heat from the blender actually gives you Oreo.
Not sure I'd enjoy
butter.
That.
I don't know. Chelsea said she's going to try it for us.
Well, she'll let us know.
She'll report back to us. Okay, so what else?
So we've got a lot going on. This weekend is obviously Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. and all four pools in the city of Bryan will be open Saturday, Sunday, Monday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the golf course will be open as well.
Okay, on Memorial Day.
Even on Memorial Day. Right, there's plenty to do in the city of Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Next Friday, we have our kickoff event for the summer reading program over at the Mounts Library in downtown Bryan. It's the Big Rigs and Hometown Heroes event. It is from 10 a.m. to noon, and this is a great chance to see your hometown heroes, the police car, fire truck, sanitation truck, water truck. You can meet Fire Chief Randy McGregor. Uh-huh. We'll have bounce houses. There'll be a cement truck out there as well as a tractor. Kaboom and HEB Buddy will also be out there, so this is a great event. Come out, pick up your board game for reading, and after you do 30 days of reading, you get a free new fair book.
Okay.
So after you do 30 days of reading, and there'll be events going on all summer out at the library as well as out at the pool. We'll have our classic summer kickoff on Sunday, June 6th from 1 to 7 at Bryan Aquatic Center.
You got all this on the website?
All of this is on the website, absolutely.
Because it is going to be a busy summer. Good.
It will.
You brought a guest.
I sure did. I brought Councilmember Sines with me today.
Right, from District 1. Good morning, Councilman.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Just fine, sir.
Great.
I just wanted to thank you for having me.
Yeah, you betcha.
This I can tell you. This I believe.
Okay.
I will use my words. I use big words. I have the biggest words and best words. And so I hope to impress bigly.
Okay.
That's
you're going to impress bigly for us today.
They're huge.
Huge words, exactly. Yes. Hey, let's talk about some things that are going on in your district in downtown Bryan. First, yesterday they tested out the wayside horns, mm-hmm. kind of an idea to try to quiet the trains down as they go through downtown. Did you happen to be there for the testing?
Well, you know, ironically, I rode my bike to work and back.
Oh, so you're the one who rides his bike to work.
Well, yeah. I did see a couple others, but I drove right past there, and I didn't hear anything, so maybe the test failed.
Hmm.
But I didn't see it personally, But I don't understand why, because I practically rode right past there. But maybe I'll say.
Well, give me your thoughts about this. Obviously, silencing of the quieting of the trains is something that a lot of cities struggle with.
Yes,
and do you feel like all the bases are being covered as far as that goes?
And I think so. And there's two motivations, or at least one that I know of that's important to me, is that we need to silence that area if we want to attract more business interest. So that's really what got me interested and concerned about it. So we're working real hard with developers downtown who say, hey, man, you know, we want to be able to do more, but lenders won't even loan us money if they see that something, the noise is going to be a problem with that. So we started working on that about within the last year. And so there's other opportunities. It expanded to about 19 intersections.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a quarter mile distance that you have to include and such. But a couple of opportunities that I hope to utilize or suggest is that the railroad companies, I understand, will give you an opening. If you shut down three, they'll allow you one somewhere. And I'm thinking, you know what, we should use that as an opportunity, Scott, to maybe open up an intersection or two in way north Texas Avenue where past Co-op, in between Co-op and into
City. Oh, so way up past 21?
Yeah, you know, past 21,
okay.
Up to 2818.
Okay.
You know, we have that donut hole out there,
right,
that is inaccessible. But if we could work a deal with the railroad companies to open up one or two intersections over there, that will open up that entire side of town for development, whether it's residential, commercial, or whatever, retail. And so that's something that I'm going to be looking at, and I hope that we can maybe work a deal with the railroad companies to open that up. Otherwise, it'll be vacant for a long time. It's prime property.
Give me your feeling here, because I know we've talked to some folks at the city. The question of whether or not you close, 32nd Street going over mm-hmm. the railroad tracks, and would that then divert traffic down to Dodge Street farther back? And is that basically the plan, so that would be an entrance to downtown as they go over and cross into Finfeather and
absolutely.
Go in?
Absolutely. 32nd Street will actually be the street that they don't close. It's
okay.
Right next to, is that, I can't think of the name of it right
now. I was trying to pull up a map to see where that was, but nonetheless.
It's not Graham Drive, but it's the other one.
Okay, but anyhow, but the idea is that Dodge will end up being a way that people will kind of turn ahead
right.
of time, and
right.
they'll go up Finfeather, and that'll be a better entrance.
And of course, we're all concerned about that, because if we do close up that main bottleneck there, well, then the traffic is automatically going to go somewhere else. And 32nd Street is one of those. Dodge Street is one of those.
Right. If you go on to Dodge, if you see Dodge now, you can see that they've made quite a few improvements mm-hmm. to it for that
Grossbeck
very reason.
Grossbeck
okay.
is the one.
Is the other one. Okay.
It is the major one that they're considering closing. And my concern to the supervisor at City of Bryan that's headlining this thing is that we have to be careful. And, of course, we're going to let the citizens make that decision. Well, there's going to be some tests and say, well, do you like it? Do you don't? You know, you decide. And we'll see what they decide, and I'll go with whatever they choose. But my concern is if they do close that down, 32nd Street and Dodge Street are going to become the main thoroughfares west, east and west, west and east. And if you get a long train that really blocks traffic there, you could potentially block traffic on Texas Avenue.
Sure.
Which you don't want.
Of course
you
not.
You want to avoid that at all
right.
costs. And so it's going to have to be tested. And, of course, The more attractive that the railroad company can make it for us, the harder it is to not close it. But we're just going to have to make these community decisions to do what we think is best for that side of town.
Well, you're getting a big over in your district, West 26th Street. You're going to spend $5.5 million over there, and that's going to enhance things on that.
It really is. I am so excited about that project. It's regardless of who brought it up, I think we can all get the credit for it. But the idea that we're investing that kind of money on an older, important part of town that really leads directly into downtown, which it used to be the main thoroughfare. I think
right.
the name of the street was Anderson Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's long overdue. And so I'm just looking forward to how it's going to contribute to the aesthetics, to business opportunities, and just bringing more and more people downtown. I actually walk, several times I walk that street. You know, if I want to walk to downtown, Bryan eats a slice of pizza now. Great pizza now downtown Bryan.
That's quite a place, isn't
yes, it?
Yeah, I walked through there the other day.
And
yeah.
Or ride my bike. Uh-huh. And the sidewalks are virtually unusable. I mean, we're not really unusable. So this project is going to, I think, maybe set a tone. Because I plan on offering up another development on the other side of William Joe, up 24th Street, which is in the way is in the same similar conditions. But right now, I'm satisfied with the work that's going on 26th Street and happy for staff and glad that staff was able to make this happen as well as council.
District 1 Councilman Al Sines joining us this morning. The Texas A&M is decided that they're going to try to do a little bit of development separate and apart from what RVP is doing. They've been given RVP $10,000 to use in their programs. City of Bryan in at a higher rate than that, as is City of College Station mm-hmm. and Brazos County. What are your thoughts on this move by Texas A&M, and what does that mean with Bryan and their relationship with RVP? RVP is a Research Valley partnership, in case people don't know. Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad that A&M took the time to reevaluate their association with RVP. The City of Bryan College Station, the county, of course, give significantly more. I think it's about $350,000 a year. And we've been doing this for more than 10 years. So that's a pretty big chunk of change that we can invest in streets like 26th Street in Bryan or anywhere else in the community. I have to be honest with you, representing the district that I do, one of the poor districts, it was always a blister with me or whatever that we were giving away that type of money. And so, to be honest with you, I would much rather spend it directly on the citizens and infrastructure than a third party that we hope will bring business and industry to the area.
Councilman, businesses have come in. I mean, sure. The payroll that has come in, those people spend money in Bryan. They buy homes in Bryan, not always in Bryan, maybe in College Station as well. But bringing in large businesses is something that some entity needs to do. And I don't know that Bryan necessarily has the infrastructure or has the experience to be able to bring in large companies when we're having to compete with other cities or other states mm-hmm. in many cases. So sure. Do you not believe there shouldn't be some sort of a development board that takes care of this beyond the city limits of Bryan?
I totally agree with you, Scott. But, and even that could be done in-house. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a third party. The city can take on a lot of those responsibilities. And then one concern that I have is that, industry wants to come here, and industry is going to come here. And who's to say that they weren't going to come anyway, regardless of whether we gave RVP $350,000 a year? More than likely, they were going to come anyway. But what we also have to be aware of, Scott, is that industry likes to pit one city against another. If you don't give us this, we're going to go there. And they're doing the same thing all over the state and the
Certainly.
Nation. So I don't want to be a slave to that type of mentality.
But don't you have to be in the game at least?
Well, I think you do, but at what cost? See, that's the question. At what cost do you try to attract business with incentives that it really doesn't pay off, at least until, depending on how long the contract is, whether it's 20 or 30 years, and then to have money to add to the general fund. But then in 20 or 30 years, when you do have that money to invest, again, in attracting business, there's going to be another business say, hey, you got all this money over there? You want to attract business? Let us have it. And so the people, the citizens the who need infrastructure always playing catch up to that scenario, and that's that. I don't see that's a healthy thing.
Let me get your thoughts on traditions. Obviously, a lot of time has been spent on traditions. The money spent to develop traditions in the area adjacent to it. As mm-hmm. one member of council, what are your thoughts as far as that's
well,
concerned?
Well, of course, I'm for development in traditions. I don't want to contradict myself, because if it were up to me, maybe I wouldn't initially invested in that type of TERS or development. Again, going directly to spending dollars on infrastructure. I think we get a better bang for our buck when we do that. But since we are in traditions...
You get a better bang for your buck when you do the TERS? Is
no,
that what
no,
you're
saying? When you spend directly on your
All right.
on your infrastructure.
Okay.
There is a lot of money spent out of traditions, and a lot of money made, as I think we can agree. But, of course, we know that lately we've been inquiring and asking about the numbers. And of course, we had that auditor or whatever come through about two or three meetings ago. Mm-hmm. And the numbers actually went up. I think King Register's numbers were like $36 million. And then with the auditor and the other conversations, it went up to $47 million, and then it ended up like at $58 million. So the costs are going up, whether they're directly or indirectly. There is cost associated with that development, more than what maybe we initially anticipated, and so that's what concerns us, because it is, we don't want it to be in any way you know, a money pit. When do we extricate ourselves from this situation? And it's concerning to us and every citizen to know where really every penny goes, that in every tax dollar goes. And that's just us being trying to be good stewards of the tax dollars.
But if you looked at that area 10 years ago, there was no way you could envision the development that's happened out there. There's no way you could have seen that. Am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. But yet we wouldn't have invested, we wouldn't have spent or cost the general funds dollars in, now or in the future, at least $36 million. You know, we could have invested that money somewhere else directly into the community. Now, we can always say, yeah, invest. But again, to what end? And sometimes it is suggested that, well, if you don't want to invest, well, then you're not pro-business, you're anti-business. Well, no, not necessarily. I'd have to say this here locally. Investing in business in many ways, investing in business means investing in my business or my friend's business. And so I have to, you know, I don't agree with that too much.
Expand for me.
Well, the people, well, okay, now I guess it, if I could, you know, look at the board, for example, of RVP. They're really the who's who of business, and it's really a small circle of let's say developers, landowners, or, you know, the same group of people who are appointed time after time on the same boards and commissions. Well, the ideas don't really get past what they want for the community, and a lot of them are able to pull strings or know people or in positions of influence to decide where tax dollars are going to be spent. And so that's a dangerous situation when you have such a small group of people who dictate where tax dollars are being spent.
Now, there takes a certain level of expertise to be on a board such as the Research Valley Partnership. Would you agree?
Well, you can't take
just some citizen and put them in there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, is that fair to say? They have to have some expertise and business knowledge to be able to be there.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. Uh-huh. You're saying it's an insider's club.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you can't just put a regular citizen on a board like that. You just can't.
Well, I don't know that we want to put a regular citizen on that board, but there are plenty of citizens out there who are aware of what, and keenly aware and intimately aware of what goes on in their city. And that they're not accountants. They're you know, so some, there's very smart people out there, and I've never underestimated the intelligence of the citizens and the taxpayer of the city of Bryan. That gets us in trouble.
Okay.
But you know, as of course, we wouldn't want to put somebody on there who has no interest in being on there, or just forced to be on there just because of how they think they're going to vote or something. But no, I have no problem with putting a well-intentioned individual out there who is aware of what goes on locally. And that doesn't necessarily have to be a businessman, because, as a matter of fact, the counter would be a businessman knows so much that he's not going to veer outside of what he thinks is going to help him or his
right, you want a paradigm shift in there. Okay. All right, well, let's turn to this then. Texas A&M has basically invited Blinn to come and join them and build a facility on the Rellis campus. That would mean that they would possibly stop construction on the campus near the Health Science Center. And their board will meet next week to talk about that. But tell me what kind of an impact you think that makes on the situation on West Bryan.
Well, obviously, it's going to be a positive situation to see that there's going to be some major growth out there, in what I consider to be Southwest Bryan, but somebody referred to it as Northwest Bryan. But it's a good thing. It's something that we definitely need. I'm wondering if it's also going to include some kind of technical school type classes. From what I understand, it, not yet, or maybe not ever. But I think that's a resource that we badly need around here. You know, welders, bricklayers, carpenters, electricians, that type of career opportunity is lacking really throughout the state and nation. And something like that, it pays well. Not all of us are geared to go to college, to higher education, and that's something that really the dirt under the fingernails, blue-collar, hard-working individual type job that we could use in this community as well.
Well, I think that the Rellis campus is probably not that type of situation, but Blinn does have some. They do have some technical things that are going on here.
So, getting back to Blinn, I understand that that there's some Blinn board members who suggest, "Hey, we'll keep that property. Maybe we can utilize it in the future." So, I'd like to see it retained. There may be opportunity there for Blinn as well, you know. And so, I understand a lot of people have bought property around there as investment property. There you go. It kind of confirms of what I'm saying. Who's who and who knows what's going where, and that kind of, you know, some of us aren't privy to that information. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to what the new relationship between Blend and A&M has to offer for the local citizens here in Bryan-College Station.
Anything else you want to touch on?
Well,
today?
Yeah, let's see. You know, we're getting short, and as everybody knows, we've really been through a lot of hard discussion and changes out at Bryan City Hall, and some of us are getting short. Some of us, I think, are getting desperate because they see that our tenure is or some of us more than others. I can run again. I think the mayor's term limited out, which I think is forcing him to do things and say things that he has to do to preserve some type of hold on power, whether directly or indirectly, by appointing people to boards. I don't know if you saw that I was almost ejected from the last council meeting.
I tended to think that you should have probably had a little bit of hearing. That's just my view. That's my view.
And fortunately, the attorney stepped in and said, Al, don't go anywhere. Sit down. You know, he can't do that. He can fine me, but he can't really kick me out of the meeting. If he were to, he'd probably be breaking more laws than what he anticipated. But that's what really concerns me at Bryan City Hall, Scott. In many ways, it's in chaos, and rules are made. If they apply, they work for you. Well, then that's fine. But rules are made and broken as needed over there. And I'm just not speaking from just to be speaking or from a vacuum or anything like that. I mean, I've been around a long time, been on council a couple of sessions, and I'm not really enjoying the direction that decision making has gone in City Hall. But I don't have that choice. I'm not the majority. I'm just one council, and I don't. In a way, I can't control the agenda, but overall, it's introduced by staff and the majority on council, whatever they want. And so, I'm not really the type of person who's just going to knuckle under and say yes and be a rubber stamp. That, you know me; that's not my personality trait. But I will try to get along. And when extended, I know Councilman Pena, when he extended the hand of cooperation more than once, really a handful of times, it was really slapped away. And so that people don't like that. Citizens don't like that. As I say, I talk to people all the time, say, well, you just keep on fighting. That's not right what they're doing. And so I, in respect to you and your audience and the citizens of Bryan-College Station, I have to be frank about things like this because if something were to happen in the future, well, then I'm going to feel guilty. Yeah, I wouldn't feel right about not warning people of people are getting short and getting desperate. And perhaps they see a power shift one direction or another, but one that bucks the status quo in this area. And I think that for the last 30, 40, 50 years, the same closed group have made major decisions and elected officials, and that 1% is not the right term, but just really self-interest groups that their only interest is themselves and their own pocket, but and that of their friends, you know.
Sure. Well, okay. I appreciate you getting a choice to an opportunity to voice your frustration.
If I could, Scott, sure. I've got a couple of events that are coming up. Of course, the Sadie Thomas Pool is opening up.
Yeah.
And that had been closed for at least 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's good to have it open again. It's great for the community, great for that part of town. And I want to give kudos, of course, to Councilman Pena, who really is responsible, along with the rest of city council and staff, for bringing that about. But if it weren't for his efforts and his diligence, we'd probably still be talking about opening up a pool over there. And there are a few Memorial Day events that are going to be happening in the local area this weekend. One is going to be at the Claremont's Library. I believe it starts at 2,
mm-hmm.
in celebration of our memorializing the veterans of foreign wars. And there's a couple other events, I understand, out at the American Legion and VFW. So looking forward to see as many people as I can. I'd like to see as many people who want to come out and celebrate those with us as well.
Certainly. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. That's Al Sines. He's the District 1 City Councilman. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Kim Commando here. Another major hospital is hit by an extremely damaging ransomware attack. Only this time, there is no way to save any of the hospital's records. A ransomware attack can happen to any unprotected computer and to anyone who doesn't follow today's most important safety rules. The attack locks and encrypts all your files until you pay the ransom, usually several hundred dollars. The ransomware gets into most systems as an email attachment. Some people just can't resist the allure of opening email from an unknown sender. Paying the ransom usually gets you a code to unlock your files. This is what the FBI actually suggested once. But this time, it didn't work out so well. The Kansas Heart Hospital in Wichita paid, but only got access to partial files. And then, they got a demand for even more money. This changes everything. Your only defense? Do not open emails, do not click on any attachments from anyone you don't recognize, whether at home or at work. Get more details on my website right now, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I've been cheering you on about starting your something awesome on the web. And with GoDaddy's help, you can make it happen. Whether you want to start a business, a nonprofit, or do something else, the first step is getting that perfect domain name from GoDaddy. A great URL lets everyone know what you're all about. So do what I've done and get your domain name at GoDaddy. With your domain, you can start your blog and share your expertise with the world. You can present a professional image to your customers with a great-looking website and domain-based email. And you can even connect your domain name to your LinkedIn or Facebook page so more people can easily get the information you want to share. The opportunities are endless, and it all starts with your domain name from GoDaddy. And if you're thinking, this is too complicated for me, don't. GoDaddy's award-winning customer support team is ready to help anytime, day or night. Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com/Kim starting at $1 a month. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
WTAW News Time is 836, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Three transitions are taking place at Texas A&M related to the Bush Library Foundation and the Bush School of Government.
The foundation has announced Chief Executive Fred McClure's left after 4 years. McClure moved to a position in the A&M Provost Office. Taking over at the foundation is David Jones, who spent 28 years with the Houston Fundraising Consulting Group. Bush School Dean Ryan Crocker says Jones, quoting, has selflessly served President Bush, helping to establish both his presidential library and the Bush School, and then to build an endowment. Crocker's statement also included a reference to his upcoming retirement this summer after two tours of duty with the Bush School, which were separated by an appointment as United States Ambassador to Afghanistan. Crocker's replacement could be named this afternoon. That's one of seven personnel items to be considered in a special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents. That position is one of eight items to first be discussed behind closed doors. First on that list is a proposal for another new research facility on the flagship campus. Regents will consider preliminary agreements for the potential development of a research facility at the Health Science Center. This comes 3 weeks after the system announced a $150 million conversion of the Riverside campus into a research and development center nicknamed RELIS. And the board will consider raising the amount of bonds to be refinanced from $705 million to $1.2 billion. Administrators say that's in order to save interest costs of $30 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
4 years after the grass turf at Merrill Green Stadium was replaced with an artificial surface, it's been removed. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace went to his Twitter account last night to report AstroTurf took out a defective turf and is installing a better quality replacement at no charge to the district. The new turf will be ready before the start of football season, and small portions of the old turf will be used around the district. Meantime, the Bryan School Board has awarded construction contracts for additions and renovations at four more elementary campuses approved by voters in November 2014. Construction Services Director Jeff Windsor says two local companies were beat out by Waco company Built Right for the work at Henderson, Jones, and Crockett.
And we were able to get them down to $9,001,430, which is $310,000. $351 under our budget.
The board also accepted Windsor's recommendation for a $3.1 million bid at Johnson to Dudley Construction of College Station. That was $27,000 under the project estimate. The board was also told renovations at the Performing Arts Center, the former Civic Auditorium, along with work at Bryan Collegiate and Bryan High, are on schedule to open October 1st. And at Davila, the new choir and weight rooms are still expected to be completed in time for the start of the next school year. A traffic stop in front of Allen Academy after school on Tuesday results in the driver and three passengers going to jail on drug charges. The arrest report from the DPS trooper states clocking the vehicle going 45 in the 35 school zone. The driver was arrested for three warrants from College Station and one from Bryan. During an inventory of the vehicle before it was towed, the trooper found methamphetamine valued at $2,600, along with 75 small bags and a scale that he believed would be used for packaging and selling drugs. Two couples were arrested, 45-year-old Lamar Mikulik and 37-year-old Sheila Schill of College Station, and 28-year-old Christopher Carney and 27-year-old Maria Avila of Bryan. A College Station woman finishing her first of 6 months in jail for a felony theft that happened 6 years ago is now accused of hitting her ex-boyfriend with her car. According to the arrest report, the victim was on the phone with College Station 911 asking for a restraining order against 26-year-old Christiana Jefferson when the dispatcher heard an engine accelerate followed by a loud crashing noise. The victim then told the dispatcher to send police because he had been struck. The victim was checked out at the scene by firefighter EMTs for injuries to his head, face, torso, and hands. College Station police are still looking for those responsible for an armed robbery early yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Two people had injuries that were not life-threatening. CSPD has not disclosed the number of victims, the number of suspects, and what was taken from the holdup at the Parkway Place Apartments on Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos any time of the day to 979-695-1620. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Successful organizations in business, sports, and charities have one thing in common: teamwork. One way to achieve great teamwork is through team building activities. CCC Shooting Complex invites your team to experience their 800-acre outdoor shooting complex, offering 10 pistol bays, a 1,000-yard rifle range, and a 12-stand sporting clay course nestled under oaks hundreds of years old. CCC Shooting Complex takes care of everything. Just give them a call, 936-825-8600. Create great teamwork for your employees and organization by spending a day on the range.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
844 Brazos Valley weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. The potential for showers and thunderstorms, especially through the afternoon, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms may also move through the area overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. We're mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Showers and storms diminish tomorrow night. Lots of clouds, breezy, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny Saturday, 85 to 90 with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, the heavy rain is north of us. It's actually up near Cleburne and Corsicana and that kind of stuff. And so that's not going to come here, but what we got to watch is down below. There's smaller showers down there right now that are kind of drifting in this direction. As things heat up, it's going to get worse. All right, so many parents long for a full night's sleep, uninterrupted, but they can't because their baby's crying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question is, do you let the baby cry it out? The sleep training method in which parents allow babies to cry themselves to sleep. But now there's a new study. It adds support to the idea that the method is effective and does not cause stress or lasting emotional problems for babies. All right, I'm going to tell you about this, but how long have they tracked this to tell us about the stress and emotional problems for babies?
I know they mentioned it in Meet the Parents. It's the Ferber method.
The Ferber.
Well, and there's so many other factors.
Yes.
So many other factors.
So here's what they're saying. Researchers in Australia worked with 43 sets of parents who had babies between the ages of 6 and 16 months. 16 months.
Okay.
Months, so you understand. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so they had the common complaint that was that their child was having problems sleeping. The researchers taught about a third of the parents about the graduated extension. This is a technical term for crying it out. Parents are asked to leave the room within a minute of putting the child to bed, and if their child cried, to wait longer and longer periods of time before going back in to comfort the child. Another third of the parents was asked to try a newer type of sleep training called bedtime fading. In this approach, parents put their infant in a bed closer to the time he or she usually falls asleep, and they could stay in the room until the child dozed off. The rest of the parents, the control group, did not attempt any kind of sleep training and instead received information about infant sleep. So, 3 months after starting the intervention, researchers found that babies in the cry-it-out group were falling asleep almost 15 minutes faster than babies in the control group, the ones where they did nothing. Mm. And the babies in the bedtime fading group dozed off about 12 minutes faster compared to the control group. But, you know, what they're not talking about is the emotional makeup of the parents as well.
Yep.
Right.
And are they, is this the second child? Is this their first child? I mean, those things matter.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that can really affect that.
Exactly. So, I mean, I appreciate that they're trying to, once again, solve a problem that may not really be a problem. Of course, I'm well beyond the not being able to sleep all the way through. But I have to think in some way your gut has to take over. You know, if you feel like, I kind of like the idea of staying in the room until the kiddo falls asleep.
Mm.
Now, neither of mine really had that situation, so that wasn't a big deal, but I'm sure there are plenty of bleary-eyed parents out there this morning who are going, yeah, I need some relief. I need some kind of guidance.
Meanwhile, if we have time later, I'll send you an article. There's a 6-month-old water skiing in Florida.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So while your kid's keeping you up at night, this one's making her parents some big bucks.
Big bucks, and I guarantee you, wearing herself out as well, which would work, wouldn't
it? She sleeps like an angel.
Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area, dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
You know, we're not doing 80 by 8 yet, but we're close enough. We're just pretty dang close, and it is humid out there, so we know summer has arrived. We're not going to get many more breaks. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that your windows have a big part of what your energy bill could look like. Now, obviously, there are other factors, but if your windows are not energy efficient, then you're spending money you shouldn't have to because that air's leaking out or you've got warm air coming in and you're having to recool it, and it's just It's not an efficient situation. Or it could be you've got the sun kind of pounding down into your house. Well, you know, they do solar screens at Intercon as well. So in addition to either repairing or replacing the windows that you have, they also can install solar screens for you or solar shades that you can pull up and let down as you need to. But one of the good things about Intercon is it's a local company. That means if you need to do the job in stages to fit your budget, then they'll be more than happy to work with you. And the people who install the windows are local folks as well. So get the ball rolling. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you go, about 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, you knew that this would eventually happen. This fall, residents of San Francisco will be able to get high while getting fit. A new gym called Power Plant Fitness will allow members to consume marijuana on site while working out. Claiming to be the world's first cannabis-friendly gym, Power Plant Fitness founder says it won't be the place to get high and just mess around. We're focused on the athletic side, not the cannabis side.
It's called Power Plant.
That's it. I like it.
Brings a new definition to runner's high,
I guess. The guy behind Power Plant Fitness is also the guy behind 420 Games. It's about the Olympics for stoners. The company hosts athletic events nationwide where pot enthusiasts and their families compete in triathlons, obstacle courses, mountain bike races, golf tournaments, and, of course, the signature 4.2-mile run.
Until they run past a McDonald's, and then they have to stop.
To wit, Americans celebrating Memorial Day this weekend, the official kickoff of summer and the grilling season. They have one more windfall coming your way. The cheapest retail prices for ground beef in 2 years. Bumper grains crops have reduced the cost of feed to animals, and cattle ranchers have been expanding their herds as a result. Not good news for consumers who will see beef prices drop this year as annual production increases for the first time in 2010, or since 2010. After the 4th of July, Memorial Day is tied with Labor Day for the most popular occasions for grilling. They say barbecuing here, but they're Yankees and they don't know.
Yeah.
More than 60% of grill owners will fire it up this weekend. It's more than burgers that have gotten cheaper. An index of 7 party staples, including ice cream, potato chips, and others, are at the lowest level since they've been last August. So there you are.
Much to the joy of the members of the Power Plant Gym.
Yes, exactly. They can munch and they can exercise at the same time. Okay, so with summer coming, no doubt you'll be spending more time outdoors, working in the yard, just living it up and whatever. Watch out for splinters.
Splinters.
They can be removed at home without... They can be removed at home without going to a doctor.
Well, yeah.
Wow. The bad news is that they can cause more damage if you don't know the right way to do it. The American Academy of Dermatology has delivered clear instructions, complete with a video on what to do and not do. Now, splinter removal expert Chelsea Reber will tell us how she removes splinters.
I shouldn't say how I, but when I was younger and I used to get them a lot,
right.
My parents would wait till I fell asleep because I would complain and cry. I was such a baby. So they would come in, and I think just take tweezers and just pluck it out.
Well, it says here, this is the thing. It says the most important point to remember is to pull the splinter out in the same direction it entered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
That seems like common sense.
Like if it goes in like vertically and you try to pull it out through your skin horizontally.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Anyway,
just push it through all the way.
That's right. Yeah. Never squeeze it because it might break. Okay.
Okay.
Now, then sure, I've had that happen. But the other thing, you know, you push it and you put one nail underneath it and then you push with the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then apply petroleum jelly when you've got it out.
Oh, yeah, I'd wake up in the morning. It's gone.
I mean,
the splinter fairy came.
Did she leave you a dollar?
Yeah, no kidding.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info today.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to Embassy RMS.
For Tail News Talk 1620 WTAW, a Michigan gentleman's club's latest call out for applicants has got local residents angry. Marcelli's Corner, which is an entertainment spot in Harrison, Michigan, located in Clare County, recently updated its street sign to say, "Now hiring class of 2016.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
It is. According to WNEM News 5 out of Tri-Cities area, Saginaw Bay in that area, many residents are saying this is really outrageous, and they're calling on the owner of Maselli's Corner to change the sign. Children fresh out of high school shouldn't be taking their clothes off for money.
Now, is this the same place where the congressman was saying, was trying to pass the bill where the
strippers had to be? That was in Louisiana. Yeah.
They had to be young and thin.
Yeah, I think it'd have all their teeth. Anyway, so others have taken to Facebook to complain about the sign, asking for fellow residents to call them and ask them to remove it.
Oh, come on, guys.
Really? All right. So you never know when that sledgehammer in your car is going to come in handy, right? Some guy became irate after experiencing a losing streak on a quarters game inside a food mart in Florida. The man then allegedly walked to his car, returned to play one more round, lost again. That's when he pulled out the sledge and beat the machine, but not the way he was supposed to.
Oh, I thought you meant like a quarters game, like they were gambling in the back of a food mart in Florida.
Yeah, no,
I was like, there's a bigger story here.
Yeah.
I'll beat this game one way or another.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So that's even better. He took it to the toy machine.
That's it. And there.
Wow.
I'm thinking.
It was probably one with the claw.
Possible. I couldn't get what I was looking for there. NBC's Red Nose Day special airing tonight will feature more than 65 stars, including Elton John, Julia Roberts, Will Ferrell, Blake Shelton, Kobe Bryant, and more. The charity event, which raises awareness for kids in need in the U.S. and around the world, will be hosted by Craig Ferguson. So that's coming up this evening if you want to see that. And how would you like to go to... Oh, no, we did that. We did the ATM machine. Mm-hmm. We did that. Wait, there's one more. It's if you've got a box of old photos in your closet...
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time scanning them into a new app that's called Unfade. Okay, and they've got, you can go to iTunes and find it. It makes scanning, touch-up, and storage of old photos easy. All you do is you tap a button, start scanning, and then you point the iPhone camera at the printed photos one at a time. Best thing about Unfade is that it is simultaneously analyzing the printed photos for any kind of fading or color shifts. Filters correct the fading and the color shifts. Then they apply that to each photo, and they're stored in an album, unfaded,
and you can find them very easily.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
You like that? It can do can scan 15 images in about 5 minutes.
For only $4.99.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. But
that's cool.
If you've
yeah.
got old photos, especially old color photos, right. they're showing their age because they faded and they've done a color shift. So, all right. Okay, on this date in history, in 1896, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was first published. I don't know what it closed at yesterday, 14,000?
Mm.
40.94 was the very first one. 40.94.
Wow.
And if you ever thought you wanted to go to Atlantic City, it was on this date in 1978, the first legal casino in the eastern United States opened in Atlantic City. It's different there, though.
Yeah.
As they say, people fly into Las Vegas. In Atlantic City, they ride the bus.
Oh.
And in 1994, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley were married.
Wow.
And it was weird for everyone.
It was an unreal moment. That was 1994. They divorced 19 months later, and that would be that. All right, it's 9 o'clock, 70% chance of rain today and tomorrow. WTAW.